From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Earlier this year, China's government in Beijing started enforcing a sweeping cybersecurity law, which seems designed to further restrict internet access in that country. There hasn't been a lot of clarity on how this law would play out for businesses, and over the weekend, we got a taste. Apple pulled a bunch of VPN or virtual private network services out of its app store in China. Apple says it's complying with the new law. People use VPNs for all sorts of stuff all over the world. It's a way for employees to access their work's tools and software, even when they aren't in the office. It's a way to add a level of security to your communications. In China, this is a serious issue for residents who want to go under the so-called Great Firewall and consume information that isn't filtered through government sensors. One of the popular services there is called Viper VPN from a company called Golden Frog. Golden Frog's president is Sunday Yokobitis. Sunday, thanks for chatting.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You guys have a lot of customers in China. How worried are you about Apple taking services like yours out of the App Store?
Could not be more disappointed in Apple. I view them as a, a beacon in some ways for what an American company should stand for. But then they went this weekend and worked with the Chinese government to remove the VPNs for Chinese users from the App Store. The VPN is the internet in China. So did Apple effectively, in a real-world sense, work with China to burn a billion books in Tiananmen Square this weekend? Because when you take a VPN down and you take the internet down, that's what you're doing. You're restricting information, and they seem to be valuing profits over human rights.
What do people outside of China not understand about how people consume content there?
If you said to most users here in the United States, go look at what you did and how you traversed the internet throughout the day and say, we're going to take away 80% of that. That's what the experience would be like. That would be kind of the black hole effect of what would happen.
Is your business taking a hit, and is it going to take a hit?
You know, we're not really seeing a hit. You know, users in China are very savvy. They're used to this. This battle, we've been doing this for 5 or 6 years.
Can you talk about the tech of how that works?
At a basic level that most users can understand, they block our website. So what do? We create another website with another domain that the Chinese, through word of mouth, share with each other and tell each other, and we do some advertising and work with people in China to get that word out. So we create a parallel universe for our website. It's a little bit cat and mouse that they do something and we respond. But we have a lot of customers around the world, and it's not a make or break for us as a business. I think for us, it's more important to just kind of stick to our principles of keeping the internet open and free.
Sunday Yokobitis, he is president of Golden Frog, the company which makes Viper VPN. Sunday, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
By the way, we did reach out to Apple for comment. No response before today's deadline. And Russia this week also announced a planned crackdown on VPNs. If you asked me for my favorite example that humans know not what they do when it comes to modern technology, building programs that invent their own machine languages we don't understand would be at the top of my list. The latest example of this comes from Facebook. The company made two bots to trade balls with each other. The balls aren't real. The idea is to train the company's artificial intelligence for future applications we can't imagine yet. The pieces of software were supposed to negotiate with each other and learn from those negotiations. But as the algorithms haggled, something interesting happened. They developed their own vernacular, or dialect, one that their builders didn't understand. Fast Company's Mark Wilson is here to talk. Mark, the robots figured out a more efficient way to communicate and negotiate?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the theory, and that's what Facebook researchers believe. I mean, talking to them, this is the tricky part. They can't actually completely deconstruct what their bots are saying. Just to read a little bit of their transcript. Balls have zero to me, 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 to. And each of those me's or twos could mean things that we don't necessarily know. Maybe the amount of balls they're trading, maybe something else. It's all a little bit confusing.
Wow. We should point out that in some ways, this is kind of an oversimplification of what is really happening here. But it is a case of machines basically choosing a different form of communication than we are familiar with. And especially in cases where we don't understand what they're saying to each other, that is somewhat terrifying, isn't it?
Is it worrisome that we can't deconstruct what they're saying? I think so. And I do think it does actually point to a larger problem right now in machine learning and AI, which is that we are building algorithms that make decisions, but we actually don't know exactly why they're making the decisions they are once they're trained. And so there's lots of stories about algorithms sort of, you know, embodying human biases in ways that can really, you know, poorly affect humanity. I'm not under the impression that the machines are colluding against us by any means. I don't think anything nearly that complex is going on.
Yet,
right.
What's the immediate implication of this kind of story? I mean, what does it tell us?
The biggest potential impact, which I think would be quite positive for us, is that we could essentially connect machines, whether that's your iPhone to your TV or your TV to your light bulb or to whatever else, and really task these machines to learn how to communicate with one another instantly rather than trying to sort of code that out ourselves, which is what exactly happens now. Really, you know, our computers don't speak very well or dependably to one another. And I do think that some of this technology and some of the people I talk to believe that some of this technology could perhaps help with that, right? And make everything a lot more interoperable.
Mark Wilson, he writes for Fast Company. Mark, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.